Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Mind Shift Talk Radio.
Woo-hoo!
I'm your host, Stacey Emery. Stacey Emery, joined by the phenomenal and loud Sister Big Bones on the mic. And happy Mind Shift Monday to all of you. Hey, happy Mind Shift Monday, sis.
Happy Mind Shift Monday, Stacey.
Thank you. Thank you. For those of you that are new to Mind Shift Talk Radio, I definitely encourage you to join us in the chat room at mindshifttalkradio.com. When we have these conversations, they are open. We want to hear your feedback, your comments, your questions, your concerns. Also, tonight's show is actually going to be a short show. It's going to be pretty much from heart to heart between me and Sister Big Bone, so we will not be taking any calls tonight. We do encourage you to join us on Facebook as well. If you are not our friend and you have not liked our page, we encourage you to do that at facebook.com/MindShiftTalkRadio. And also, if you're listening to us on Blog Talk and you are not following yet, please go ahead and hit the follow link on Blog Talk Radio as well so that you can be a friend of ours there. And if you have any private questions or comments or any, you know, suggestions for topics or so forth for the show, feel free to shoot that to us at mindshifttalkradio@gmail.com. But again, thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. For those of you that are new, again, Mind Shift Talk Radio is a show for you. It is about our personal, spiritual, professional, and mental development and growth. And really, this show is for those individuals that are seeking to grow in every area of their lives. If you're looking to have a paradigm shift to take you to the next level, this is where it takes place. We discuss everything across the board, from success in business to success in personal relationships to parenting to health, everything you can possibly think of, we cover here at Mind Shift Talk Radio. So we definitely encourage you to take part in these conversations. But again, I've already introduced you to my partner in success and crime, Sister Big Bones. And so we're going to go ahead and just do a recap of last week's show. For those of you that may have missed last week's show, please go back online to mindshifttalkradio.com and check out the replay. You can find all of our shows there. It was a very interesting show. And I'll go ahead and get your feedback and tell me what your thoughts were about the show, Sister Big Bones.
I loved it. Enjoyed the conversation. Just really great dialogue. Enjoyed hearing the different perspectives. And I definitely feel that's one that we need to revisit later, but also one that could have gone for so much longer. I enjoyed it.
Definitely. For those of you that are not aware, you know, we're talking about the show, but last week's show was about friendship. It was about friendship. Can you handle the truth? And so we had a roundtable discussion. We had a couple of guests join us last week. So it was about five of us having this conversation about what friendship means, what are the expectations for males and females in relationships, in friendship. And one thing that I did want to ask the panel that I didn't get a chance to ask last week, sis, was that, you know, I wanted to find out from the males and females on the panel whether or not they thought it was possible for males and females to engage in healthy platonic relationships and friendships. You know, so that was another piece. Like you said, the show could have gone on even longer. We already had extended the show, so we still had so much more to share. But it was a very interesting conversation, just hearing different perspectives in terms of friendship. So, again, definitely encourage you to go back, check out the replay of that show, right? Got some great feedback about that one.
Yeah.
All righty. So, we don't have that much time, and we want to make sure that we cover our ground because we have another mind-shifting conversation for you this week. And so we're going to go ahead and get the show started. Got a little bit of music to get it kicked off for us tonight. So let's go ahead and get this show started for this week.
All right.
I'm going to make a change.
for once in my life. Gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. And as I turn up the collarbone, my favorite winter coat.
Now that's a classic right there, if I'm going to say for myself. That was, you know, starting with the man in the mirror. And so this show tonight is called Starting with the Man or Woman in the Mirror. And really, the topic of tonight's show is about growth through introspection. Now, this is something that if you are familiar with Mindset Talk Radio, this is something that we talk about on a regular basis because it's so necessary and so very important. It's really detrimental and crucial in terms of your personal growth and development. And so we talk about taking time to have that self-analysis, you know, to really look within you. You know, many of us talk about and our desires and our wishes for changes in our external environment, whether we're looking for changes in our workplaces, we're looking for changes in our relationships, we're looking for changes in our finances and our health. And so we're looking for all these external changes, and we forget sometimes that in order for us to see external changes, we have to be willing to invest in those internal changes. And so that's what tonight's show is about. It's about growth through introspection, and it's about starting with that man or woman in the mirror. So what are your thoughts about the topic tonight? What do you have to share about this?
I think that's the only way to grow is starting within and just really taking a deep look at yourself, identifying what you like, identifying what you wish to change, why, and how.
Right. Definitely. And that's the scary part for most people. And I've said this before. I can raise my hand and say even for me, it's still a challenge at times. I can definitely say that I've grown in terms of looking at myself where I am today versus 5 and even 10 years ago, how very frightening it was for me to, you know, look at myself. And many, many times we sit there and say, you know, especially spiritually, we say, God, you know, just show me who I am, reveal me to me. And when you ask that and when you say and you make that commitment to grow through introspection, you have to be open and also comfortable with change and discomfort, because it's not always a comfortable process. You know what I mean? There's some things you learn about yourself that just aren't right. I know I've had several occasions where I have sat and just boo-hooed, like, ooh, I don't like that part of myself, or, ooh, I didn't even recognize that that was one of my traits and my characteristics. And sometimes it goes back to what we talked about last week, that sometimes it takes those people that are closest to you, those close friends and family members, to say, hey, Stacey, you know, you need to check this. Don't even realize it's a challenge.
All right, and for, like, those who struggle with finding their flaws because they are so pretty darn near perfect, oftentimes the issues that we have with someone else are really the issues that we have with ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're pointing a finger at someone, that I can't stand the way she does this, or he thinks he's all that, or he does that, that we have more fingers pointed back at us.
Definitely. That reminds me of a book that I just recently finished reading, The 12 Steps of Forgiveness. Awesome book. And that's one of the things that the author talks about, is that many of the expectations we have of people are false expectations, and their insecurities that we have of our own. For example, he even talked about how many of the desires that we have in relationships, for example, we desire things in other people that we lack within ourselves. And I'll ask you this, I'm sure you know some people, how many times do you hear women talking about, he has to have this certain credit score, he has to have a house, he has to have a car, he has this, that, and but she doesn't even have anything close to that.
That was the telltale sign for me, and also a sign for maturity, is when I started being the person I wanted to date. So if I wanted somebody with a credit score in the 8s, then I had to have my credit score in the 8s. Or if I wanted somebody that had their own place, then I can't say I want somebody that had their own place, and I'm living with my cousin. So I had to get my own place.
Right.
So if I wanted somebody with their own transportation, you know, I needed to have my stuff together or my car paid for. It's unfair and unrealistic and unwise to expect somebody to offer or give me something I can't give them, and there's no reciprocity. That's not wise.
Especially considering today's economic time. You know, I mean, it's a challenge, unfortunately, even finding many people that have good credit, quote-unquote good credit, and finances together, house in order and all that stuff, because so many people have been hurt, you know, and have suffered financially. But I definitely agree with what you're saying. If you're looking for certain things in an individual, then you do have to be willing to bring that to the table as well. Now, I want to be clear when we say this as well. I don't want some people to misinterpret this and feel like, oh, I can't pursue a relationship with anyone because I don't have 100% of my stuff together. Because we do know that also growth does take place in relationships and communion with other people, with like-minded individuals. So I'm okay, you know, hanging around like-minded people that may not necessarily have $1 million, but we all have the mindset to obtain $1 million. You know what I'm saying? So it's okay. Please don't think that you have to be 100% of where you think you should be before you pursue those type of, not just personal relationships, but also even business relationships, because many people get intimidated and don't pursue their dreams and their goals because they don't feel like they're good enough, or, you know, they're not good enough to be in a certain circle and have the sphere of influence around, you know, around them because they don't feel worthy of that. And that goes into one of the pieces that we will discuss tonight when we talk about introspection, is that feeling of self-worth and of your own personal value. But, you know, just to kind of wrap up that first piece, when we talk about that whole first part, that self-awareness, you have to be honest with yourself and be able to accept the good and the bad. And that's hard sometimes because normally we're very judgmental. And even if we're not harsh critics of others, sometimes we're our own harshest critics, right?
Well, and if you can't be that honest with yourself, find someone who can. There are plenty of people who will gladly tell you about yourself, whether you want them to or not. Usually in my circle, it's the older women that are too old to care and old enough to know it doesn't matter. But they'll tell you.
Yeah, and you have to be open to asking questions. You know, I just listened to Chris Gloss, the Possibilitarian. He was on a show this last week. It was an awesome show about hustle. And on that show, he was encouraging the listeners to be willing to ask yourself certain questions. And he gave us a list of several questions to ask yourself. You know, asking yourself, even when you're thinking about business, I would say you want to ask yourself what you're good at and what you're afraid of and how do you view yourself. There's so many questions you can ask yourself. And if you're having a hard time asking yourself questions, you can even pretend that you're interviewing someone else. You know, step out of the frame, as he always says. You know, Les Brown always shares this quote, and I know Chris always shares it as well, about how you can't see the picture of life when you're standing in the frame.
Right.
And so you have to be willing to step out of it and just say, you know, okay, if I were looking at you from the outside, looking in, you know, what are some things I would ask you to make sure that you have the potential and the qualities I'm looking for, whether it's in terms of relationships, to hire you for employment, whatever it may be. You have to be willing to ask these questions and not be afraid of the answers. Just kind of brace yourself for the answers. But it's in those answers that we're going to find our areas of opportunity and our areas for growth as well. So let me see. There was another point that I had there, and I can't remember what it is. But anyway, I'll come back to that point. But this is what I do want to talk about, and this is where I definitely want to hear from you in terms of the piece on self-worth and, you know, your own personal value. And I don't know if this is something that you've struggled with. I can say definitely two hands and both feet up that I have definitely struggled in this area, you know what I mean? So what do you think about the whole self-worth and the self-esteem piece in terms of introspection?
It's funny because I had to stop and figure out who told me what. Like growing up, it was all my family, it was always you're beautiful, you're wonderful, you're pretty, you're great, all these things, but yet I didn't believe them. But I would readily believe, be it TV or radio or any other media, that would say the contrary. Now, here it is. These people know me. Like, they know me, have watched me grow up, and I'm not believing them because I'm thinking they're biased. Oh, they're biased. They're partial. They're going to say that. But yet I'm believing what somebody or something says that has no idea that about me. Same thing. So what I had to do and what was very helpful was a book by Joyce Meyer called Battlefield of the Mind, and replacing the first identifying the lies and replacing them with God's truth and God's word and what God's word says about me being fearfully and wonderfully made and just the thoughts that he thinks towards me and all those great things. And who best knows me than my Creator? So just focusing on that and embracing that. So, and I still have to remind myself, Ricky, who you met last week, he says that I make a lot of self-depreciating thoughts, and that's where I disagree with him when he said, I'm just learning, you disagree with me. No. We go back and forth because he thinks I make self-depreciating thought comments about myself. And I'm like, no, I'm just keeping it real. One eye might be bigger than the other. one butt cheek might be higher than the other. Like,
please stop.
You know, I just point it out. But I had to really identify the lies, where they came from, and replace them with truth.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And I want to comment on that. I will say this. I'm going to just check in with our listeners really quick. I saw you in the caller queue, Liberal 141. I apologize. Not able to take calls tonight, as we said, because this is a short show. But please, if you have any questions or comments, feel free to share it in the chat room at mindshifttalkradio.com. But we're going to go ahead and check in with you guys. Be right back in a second.
Want to make the world a better place? Take a look at yourself and make a change. I'm starting with the command in the mirror. I'm asking, can you change your ways?
All right, and like we said, tonight you're joining us on Mind Shift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery and Juanita Sista, Big Bones Warren. We are discussing growth through introspection, and the title of tonight's show is Starting with the Man and the Woman in the Mirror. So, of course, what more fitting song to have than MJ, Man in the Mirror. But, you know, you just said some really great things when you talked about the piece in terms of spiritually looking to what the Word of God says about who you are. And one thing you will find for those of you that are not familiar with the show and for those of you that have been here is that we are very transparent on this show. And so normally I start off the show with a disclaimer that you may not necessarily agree with everything we say on this show, but just stick with us. Just hang in there. You know, we promise that you will have that mind shift, that paradigm shift by the end of the show. But I will say this in terms of that piece, you know, even now, I will still find times where I have to continuously go back to what that manual for our lives says about me. And it's interesting because, you know, most people that I talk to are like, okay, well, you're Stacey Emery, host of Mind Shift Talk Radio. You know, you're so open, always speaking and blah, 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 blah. How are you having those challenges? You know, even my closest friends. And it's like, you know, they never would think that I would have a challenge with self-esteem or confidence and so forth, but it happens.
Or depression,
Or depression. You know, I can get down just like the next person. I can get frustrated. I can get road rage, and I can doubt myself just like the next person. But the difference, and I say there is a difference, the difference between the Stacey today versus Stacey 10 years ago, that Stacey 10 years ago did not understand where she needed to go. She did not understand the source, you know, to get that real information in terms of who she really was. Stacey 10 years ago was still trying to find Stacey, whereas Stacey today understands who she is. Even when, you know, the enemy tries to put doubt in my mind and so forth like that, I know where to go to get the correct answer, where I didn't know that before. So I thank God that now I do know where to get that correct answer, whether I'm going to the Word of God, whether I'm confiding in very close friends and family members that I know love me and will give me feedback from a place of love. And you have to be careful with that, right? Because you have some people that will comment, and it's not coming from the right place. So you want to be mindful of who you're speaking to and who you're allowing to speak into your life as well. You know, be very mindful of that. But, yeah, I love that you shared that piece. Yeah, it's so important. It's so important for us to have the positive people and the right people in our circle, you know, people that we can confide in.
I agree. I think the key to introspection and just looking at yourself introspectively is intimacy, and breaking down the word into me see. So that's what intimacy is. So like just truly getting intimate and close and up close and personal, understanding what you like, what you don't like, how you react to certain things, what your triggers are, what makes you happy, what can make you elated. What you find contentment in, what rubs you the wrong way, what keeps you up late at night, just truly knowing yourself, because no one else should know you better than you know yourself. If someone else can push your buttons and you allow them to, then you've allowed them to have more control over you than you have over yourself. So, again, intimacy is key, just being intimate with yourself and knowing yourself.
Definitely. And that can be scary too, right?
Right. Because, yeah, there are some things I don't like about myself. I like the thought that I think. If you think I say some off-the-wall stuff, you should be concerned about the stuff I don't say. Yeah, because it's usually tempered by the time I say it. So, yeah.
You're so crazy. Let's see. Shout out to Trang Cutie in the chat room. She did say that she would like to get a copy of the list that those questions that Chris Gloss spoke about on his radio show last week. So for anyone that's interested in hearing it, it was a great show, and he shared tons of awesome information. You can check out. He has a free download. I saw it on Facebook today. He's offering a free limited time download of the audio from that show on his website. So you can go to chrisgloss.com and get the free download of that. I do know that one point that I did write down was when he talked about pressing on and keep pushing, and that leads on to my next piece, because we just talked about how first we have to be willing to, you know, work on our self-awareness by asking ourselves some very tough questions. And then once we do that, that's when we get to start working on that next piece, which is the self-worth and the self-esteem, because we've already asked ourselves the challenging questions. Now we're able to understand what our strengths and our weaknesses are. And once we've identified those things, now it's time to start the rebuilding process. And so that's why I say basically we have to stay the course. Once we've determined what areas we need to grow in, now we have to make the conscious decision to develop an action plan and stay committed to that plan, regardless of how challenging it is. And one thing he shared on the show is he said that we have to be willing to press on and keep pushing regardless of the circumstances. And he said we have to push through the hurt. We have to push through the fear. We have to push through the pain and the anxiety. He basically asked the question, how much are you willing to invest in you? And I just sat like Billy would say, you know, Billy was like, chew on that. Billy would say, yeah, chew on that. And it was like, how much? I miss Billy. Love you, Billy. I know he's listening. But how much are you willing to invest in you? And wow, you know, I thought that was profound in itself, because it was like, okay, I sit here and I'm willing to invest so much in my family, you know, in my relationships, in my finances, in my goals and so forth. But how much am I willing to say, okay, I'm going to take this time out for Stacey. I'm going to do this just for Stacey. Like, even you, sis, like, I commend you. The other day you were like, I remember for Valentine's Day, you were going to treat yourself. You were doing cheesecake and all this stuff. I mean, you, every time I talk to you, you're doing something to honor yourself. And I totally admire that. Because I don't know if I'm one of the few in the world, but I still have not been to a movie by myself. I'm like, you know, that's one of the goals for 2012 is to go to dinner and a movie by myself. But I have not done that.
And again, because there's a stigma attached to that. Like, you know, again, the lies that society feeds us is that there's something wrong with you if you're going to the movies by yourself. Like, you have a compatibility issue because you're at a movie or dining alone. And I remember recently going to a restaurant, and they were like, it's just you? And I said, who else should I eat? That's
right.
Like a free dessert right there, but yeah. yeah, no.
That's
like the whole intimacy piece is just being comfortable with yourself. Because if you don't like yourself, why do you expect anyone else to?
True that. And also, I will say this. One thing that I have found to be truly beneficial and a life changer for me, and we can discuss this. We have, just a few minutes. But we talk about stigmas just now. You just talked about stigma, about counseling, especially in our African-American community.
Absolutely.
I think it's totally overlooked, and the benefits are tremendous. I mean, I said I would become the poster child for the National Counseling Association if I could, because I've always been an advocate of counseling. I mean, I have my bachelor's degree in behavioral sciences. I've always liked studying people, studying the mind, studying our behaviors and why we do what we do. And, of course, you know, the whole study of psychology is essential to that. And I know you have a similar background as well. And I think we miss the mark so many times because we're afraid or we're worried, you know, about what people will say if we say that we're going to counseling. Because then if you say that you're going to counseling, you're acknowledging that you have issues. But guess what? Who doesn't? We all do. We all
well,
have
to, girl,
stuff.
I got volumes. I'm just issues. I have volumes. But the thing about it is it's mental health. It's health. It's part of that
right.
holistic health. So you go and get your body checked, and that's probably part of the problem is that the African-American community, African-Americans, aren't health conscious or conscientious. You know, we're not trying to go to the doctor to look at our physical health, so clearly we're not going to go to someone about our mental health. But we'll go to the girlfriend whose business is all jacked up for advice and wonder what she said. Or you go to the woman that has never been married and has never had a healthy relationship with someone of the opposite sex for relationship advice than yours. Like, really? That's not why. So why not get a mental checkup as well as a physical checkup? I absolutely swear by counseling and by therapy. Our companies have EAPs, and it's no cost to you, and you can even do it on a telephone. No one ever has to see your face. It can be totally anonymous
right.
in my consulting with military family programs because service members had the stigma. They worked out a way to where they could try to reduce that stigma by it would not go against their service record or impact their career adversely, and leadership would go and seek counseling. But so in trying to remove that stigma, but I, in fact, I'm like, do you know how great it is that somebody has to listen to me talk for an hour? You have to listen to me. That's how I see it. And I absolutely enjoy it.
Right. I do as well. Like, I get to pay you to just listen to me.
Yes.
But, you know, I think I've shared this. I've had one situation, though, where it was kind of flipped. I remember having a counselor that shared all her issues. And
oh,
I
had one of those.
I was like, I'm just not right about this.
Yeah, she sucked. And what I also don't get,
yeah.
like, in the African-American community, is for us to be, and even in the Bible Belt South here, is for us to be so Bible-based, is the Bible talks about seeking wise counsel.
Definitely.
So
definitely.
Why stay
but
away
and
from...
How often do you see that people aren't even comfortable speaking to other individuals in the church about their challenges and issues?
That's oh, well, that's the whole... That's
right
the issue with the church. yeah. About that.
That's a whole... Not another. A whole nother mindset.
A whole nother. Absolutely.
A whole nother conversation right there. You know, that would be hot right there. Okay. Let's go ahead and pencil that down real quick. We're going to jot that down because we definitely have to have that one. But no, real talk, definitely, I agree. I think we overlook the benefits. We miss the benefits that are there in counseling. And so I definitely would encourage anyone that has not, you know, taken that first step, has not been open to it before. Again, it's mind shift. Open your mind up to something new. You know, you talk about the results that you have right now. What are you willing to do differently this year, this month, today, this week? You know, what are you willing to do differently now versus what you've done in the past to get different results? That's
okay, if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always gotten. You know, so if you're not growing, if you're not changing, then you're not living.
Exactly. Exactly. But definitely, you know, I appreciate all of you guys listening to the show. For those of you that are listening to the live show on Blog Talk, on over the phone, again, I see quite a few in the caller queue. Thank you so much for calling into the show and for listening and just taking the time. And I commend, especially those of you that are listening to the replay, please feel free to share this information with your friends and family members. You know, we post all kinds of stuff on Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff every day. This is the type of stuff that we need to share. These are the conversations that we need to be having. And so if you find yourself in a circle where you feel like, you know, I don't have those individuals that I'm comfortable speaking with or that I'd like to share this information with, but I would love to have some type of outlet, again, we encourage you to join us on Facebook, facebook.com/mindshifttalkradio. Send us an email, mindshifttalkradio@gmail.com. Join us here on Blog Talk and make sure that you're here every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. But just the big bones, it was great speaking to you.
Nice.
And we will meet here, yes, next week, same time, same place. I'm your host, Stacey Emery, saying have a wonderful, blessed, and phenomenal week, and we will speak to you guys soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Mind Shift Radio.